Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Brian London. He's the founder, or he's the editor of the Gold Newsletter, also our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference. Now, Brian, let's focus, as we usually do, on the metals sector and some of the recent trading in metal stocks. Look, GDX, GDXJ, those are both breaking some of the short-term support. The downtrend is continuing. But this is also timing really perfectly with the end of the year and some seasonal weakness. I know some traders, a lot of technicians, hate pointing to seasonality for any sort of guidance, but fact of the matter is we do usually see some weakness at the tail end of November into December with tax loss selling, portfolio repositioning, whatever you want to call it. It is common for the stocks to slide, especially this month. What are you taking away from the weakness that's continuing this month? But in all fairness, this is going to be, or it looks to be, like the fourth month in a row that GDX and GDXJ are going to be down.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm focusing really more on gold as the driver for everything because it usually is, number one. And number two, this year, I think from a tax loss selling standpoint, it's going to be a more complicated story because there certainly are not as many losses as there have been in recent years. And therefore, there's actually an incentive to wait and defer gains, capital gains taxes on positions into the new year. So it's going to be, as I say, a more complicated story for the equities. And generally, I think they're going to follow the lead of gold, which has a very established pattern of bottoming in mid to late December. In effect, bottoming before and rising 3-4%, maybe as much as 10% before the end the next year when everybody kind of gets ready for a new year rally, which is, of course, another seasonality type event. But if you go back over the recent years, really since the bear market bottomed in December of 2015, we called that in Gold Newsletter and said that was going to be that Fed meeting in December of 2015, where they had their initial quarter point rate hike, that was going to be the bottom of the gold bear market. And so it was. And every December since then, we've seen a short-term bottom in, or fairly long-term or intermediate-term bottom in the gold price, and then a rally going into the new year. It's been a mixed bag. In 2016, it was a really good rally lasting through June. December, 2017, early 2017, it lasted a bit longer. 2018, if I remember correctly, it only went through early February or thereabouts. And it's been much better the last couple of years, but the point is, there's usually an interim bottom in gold in December, that has been the recent pattern. And if you look at how the market's trading now, it seems to be pointing toward a resolution, right around that time.
So, Brian, I know a lot of the gold bugs, and you even made the comment there of some sort of stimulus, the Fed maybe getting easier, actually getting some money out into the markets or what will land in the markets. There's a lot of talk about this so-called stimulus trade, but we haven't seen any increases in stimulus to any degree that I think the gold bugs want to see. And it's hard to predict any stimulus in the near term until we get a change in the White House in the U.S., which is a couple months away. Does that mean we're just handcuffed for the next couple months, as you said, maybe waiting for that more solid bottom to be formed?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see what the incentive is for Trump to sign a stimulus bill at this point, frankly. What has typically happened is that the U.S. stock market has pitched a hissy fit whenever it needed more easy money, easier money from the Fed and or stimulus from the administration. And it seems like the U.S. stock market is in danger of rolling over right now. It's not building on its recent highs, and it's showing to me some tendencies toward trying to deliver a message again to the administration, to the Fed, that it needs another shot of adrenaline, as it were. But I think it's going to fall on deaf ears in the White House, because Trump would love to have some kind of a financial setback, some sort of a stock market crash, as it were, to blame on Biden's election and rationalize and justify his position as the savior of the stock market and his great economy, et cetera. So I don't see much hope for stimulus in the near term until Biden gets in. But at that point, I think there's going to be a doozy of a check written.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of the thing, right? We're just waiting for some sort of stimulus. It seems like stimulus is coming, but you bring up a good point that it's actually usually the market that forces the Fed's hands into some sort of stimulus. And the markets just recently had broken again to new all-time highs, maybe showing a little bit of weakness this week, but nothing that would scare the Fed. What do you think could be that catalyst of a true market pullback coming, when it seems like a lot of investors right now are still very encouraged by, it seems like, vaccine news, even though COVID cases are getting worse around the world?
Yeah, it that could. The pandemic itself and the spread could be enough to trigger or be an excuse for the stock market to take a severe downturn. I think just that, just not a lack of buyers in this environment would be enough to do it. And I think, again, the markets are addicted to easy money, and every now and then they go back to the powers that be and demand more and easier money. And it's about come that time where they're doing it again. And there really doesn't have to be much, you know, at that point, they're looking for an excuse for why it happened. But that's the real motivating factor, is the addiction to easier money, to more headlines to that extent. And I think we may be getting to that point again. But yes, I don't see the stimulus, any significant stimulus coming before the inauguration.
Brian, why do you think recently, or at least over the last couple of months, gold and precious metals in general have vastly underperformed the U.S. equity markets? The two were really moving hand in hand there for a while this year. As money came into the market, it kind of balanced out. It hit both sectors, precious metals. It hit a wide range of sectors. But recently, money seems much more focused on the broad averages rather than some of these other sectors.
Yeah, but keep in mind that the metals came off of a period where they dramatically outperformed the equities, too. It amazes people when I tell them that this year we had two $300 rallies in the gold price, separated by a couple of months of a sideways correction. And we're coming off that last $300 spurt, and we've given back about half of those gains, I guess, since that last rally. But, you know, it's a natural corrective phase. The gold market's looking for either the next phase or round of stimulus and or some results from that stimulus that look to be inflationary. I think they're going to get the latter in the first or second quarter of next year, probably more like the second quarter of next year. But in the meantime, they're going to get tremendous stimulus again. But I think it's going to be post-inauguration when they get it. So I think that gold is bottoming now. I think it's probably going to go sideways to lower until we get into mid-December. But I think that's when people need to look at the, open up their checkbooks and start buying again.
So what type of stocks are you going to be looking at? Because right now you dive into the precious metal stocks, and even, well, the big miners, they've been fading. The small exploration stocks, some of those have really taken a hit in this pullback. But now I've noticed in the last couple weeks, maybe it's been about a month now, that some of the higher quality exploration names, more advanced juniors, they're also getting hit. So where are you going to be looking to put some money at work when you do think we get a bottom in the near term?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mixed bag. You know, I think the producers are a great bet right now. I don't cover the majors much at all, if at all. in my newsletter, focusing more on the exploration development stories. But I do think the majors are a bargain right now because they're just making money hand over fist, and the market has not yet recognized that fact. And beyond that, the higher quality juniors that are building resources are getting good exploration results that have taken big hits are companies that I think people need to look at. And, you know, buy your favorites. These are new entry points for the stories that were high flyers just, you know, a few months ago.
All right. Well, Brian, you know what? There's a lot of news that is going to be coming out and hitting the market from especially the smaller companies and all their drill programs that have been underway and some have even wrapped up. So those are catalysts that it doesn't even matter what the overall metals are doing in terms of price. News can still drive these stocks. I think that's also important to A, pay attention to what the drill plans and programs are, and also look back, make sure that there isn't a lot of shares coming free trading here in the near term from a private placement. But hey, overall, hopefully this correction ends sooner rather than later. But again, that whole stimulus narrative and stimulus trade, I don't think we should be expecting that for the next couple months. Brian, great chatting with you, buddy. It's always great having you on the show. I'll chat with you in another couple weeks. I will also post a link to the gold newsletter so everyone can stay up to date with what you're covering in that newsletter. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Great. Thanks, Corey. Great to talk with you.